Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. Hopefully most, if not all, of the leftover turkey has been eaten by now. Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales are, well, mostly over, although some places are still doing it. The decorations are going up all over town. Pop-up Christmas tree lots are everywhere. These are telltale signs that Christmas is right around the corner. The season of Advent in the church is a season of promise and a season of preparation. Preparation to receive the promise of God for the whole world. In an old Peanuts cartoon, good old Charlie Brown says to Linus, "Life is just too much for me. I've been confused from the day I was born. I think the whole trouble is that we're thrown into life too fast. We're not really prepared." Then Linus asks, "Well, what did you want? A chance to warm up first?" The Advent season is supposed to be our chance to warm up. It's that time to prepare our hearts and homes for the birth of the Christ child. Sure, it's that time when we put all the decorations in their place, get all the presents bought and wrapped, make sure that the Christmas cards are sent and received, and all those other things that we do to get ready for Christmas Day. But it's about more than that, too. It's about preparing ourselves and our families spiritually. You see, if we aren't careful, the time of preparation will be over, and the big day will have come and gone, and it will have just been another day. We'll finish opening all the gifts. The room will be strewn with scraps of wrapping paper and ribbon. The turkey or ham or goose or roast or whatever will have been put away except for the leftovers. We'll be parked in front of our TVs or our entertainment systems, watching a game or maybe a Christmas movie. Then all of a sudden, that empty feeling will hit us. That feeling of, what's the use? That Charlie Brown feeling of something missing, as if we're thrown into Christmas too fast. That's when we'll realize we needed time to warm up. Into the midst of all this preparation, all the joyous Christmas carols, the lights, the parties, and the celebrations of Christmas, comes this voice. A strident voice, to be sure, that seems to show up every year, like some unwanted uncle who makes everyone feel a little uncomfortable. Into the midst of our preparations comes John the Baptist. You know the story, and Jenny just shared it so well. What in the world is this all about? Smack dab in the middle of silent night and away in the manger, weird Uncle John shows up with his thrift store rejective clothing, stands up, and starts hollering about repentance. Well, John the Baptist is and was just doing his part. His words echo the words of the prophet Isaiah, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John came during the time of Christ and appeared in the wilderness to call the people to a time of preparation. His purpose was to announce the coming of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. That's John's purpose. John comes each year in the midst of our celebrations to remind us all, all of us need to be reminded. Through the words of John and the other prophets, we're reminded that Jesus didn't just suddenly appear. God didn't just suddenly decide to drop in on the kids for a surprise visit. No. God felt the alienation which had built between he and his children, and he agonized over it. Jesus was the long-planned answer to end that alienation and bring about reconciliation. John and the other prophets simply call us to remember and once again prepare our hearts for the birth of Christ. The signs, as I said earlier, are all around us. And we know how to read the signs of Christmas, don't we? There's really no doubt. You'd have to be dead to not know that Christmas is almost here. There's an old Garfield series of panels that shows a little of what I'm talking about. Garfield the cat is sitting there and says, "Christmas is coming, and you know what that means." Garfield gets a big smile. Then he says, "That's exactly what that means." Then you see him talking to John, and he says, "Hey, you, Christmas is coming. Get with the program." Then John has a big smile on his face, and Garfield says, "That's more like it." We know the signs of Christmas. Since the day after Halloween, the commercials on TV have been focused more and more on Christmas. And now that Thanksgiving has come and gone, they have really ratcheted it up. The problem is that we get so bombarded with Christmas songs and holiday cheer in all the commercials that it's almost like a vaccination against the season. As we prepare, it's time to rummage through the boxes and trunks in the attic of our minds and spirits and dig out the trunk labeled Christmas memories. It's why we share our traditions when we light our Advent candles. It's time to dig out and open up that drawstring sack of hope and promise and carefully pour out its contents. Then with equal care, so that none of the fragile memories are broken or destroyed, we read, scan, open, study, peruse, and sift through all those old memories and the old feelings they bring, so that we can open both old and new vistas of God's love and grace. We open and rummage through all those old feelings and memories so that we can recall and be called back to our faith and our relationship with Christ. So we come to worship. And at home, we watch old movies like It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Carol, or one of my favorites, A Christmas Story, Ralphie and the BB Gun. We even watch some of the old TV specials. Charlie Brown Christmas, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Trying to recapture an elusive feeling, we come with longing. We come to the Advent season hoping that God will once again meet us face to face. We come to worship and listen again for John's words, which have echoed in our ears and in our thoughts all year long. And so we seek to prepare. We know this time is God's time. This moment is God's moment. All of creation revels in the expectation of what is about to unfold and what is yet to be. And we don't want to miss the promise. The promise of Christmas, which God made, is really very simple and yet as complex as all of creation. Because at a certain moment in time, God took off his royal garments, the royal garments of heaven, and put on the rags of our flesh and blood and came to live and dwell among us. And as he came a helpless, innocent, vulnerable baby. And yet that child held and embodied the promise of the ages, the promise of salvation and reconciliation. That's why it's so important for us to prepare, so we can again hear and assimilate the promise. On Christmas Day, a small manger scene sat at a table just inside the doorway to a neatly kept home. People hurried past it all day long, barely noticing the tiny figures gathered around the infant tucked into a manger of straw. In the morning, children raced by it on their way to a Christmas tree. At noon, more arriving guests pushed past it, one accidentally knocking over a shepherd as he took off his coat. Later in the afternoon, the well-fed assembly of adults and children moved somewhat slowly by the manger again as they drifted from the dining room back into the living room. Almost none of them noticed and stopped to look at the manger. In fact, only two of them did. An older woman, walking with a cane, paused in front of the scene. Gently, she put the shepherd back in its upright position. Then she looked at the child in the middle of all the other figures. Presently, she became aware of her small grandson was standing by her side. As voices drifted in from the other room, the two of them continued to look deeply on the scene. At length, a smile spread across the woman's face as the child took her hand. In the midst of a day filled with much busyness, the two of them quietly received God's gift. That's how Christmas enters our lives. Not in great leaps, but in quiet moments that we can't miss if we're not prepared. Prepare your hearts and homes this season. Spend time in prayer and devotion. Read the Christmas stories in Matthew and Luke. Prepare yourself for the birth of Christ so you don't miss it. and then discover the promise of God. Amen.